Yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes, welcome once again to another Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by the world-famous DJ and influencer, Joy Franchise. We're live in studio. Sir, how are you doing today?
Feels good to be in studio live.
Yeah, we're almost back to normal. Almost.
But almost. Vaccines is out, but so far nobody's turned into a zombie or gained superpowers yet.
No, not yet. But we do have via technology.
Tarek actually got superpowers today, did you?
Yeah, I got my Negro superpowers tonight.
Of course. My good friend Tarek Lewis, actor, comedian, writer extraordinaire, via internet with us here on Geek Culture Congress. And ladies and gentlemen, what hasn't been announced this week or last week or a couple weeks ago? I forget. We took a little hiatus there for a couple weeks right there because, you know, we have vacations and things going on, but we're back to talk about everything today. All the Disney and Marvel announcements that happened on the shareholder meeting. I guess apparently if you have a stock or two of Disney, you're not an investor to be privy to these kind of things, Tarek. I don't even know how that works.
Listen, let's just start off with fire. Their casting of Robert Downey Jr. As Launchpad McQuack in the live DuckTales movie is...
Fire?
To me, the biggest news.
Yeah? Are you excited? You're lit? Damn, I wasn't even gonna touch the record. They announced so much stuff. With just the Disney and the Marvel stuff by itself, we will fill up the show. But I didn't want to even touch all the Pixar and regular Disney stuff that they announced.
Screech playing Namor, the Submariner. Screech from Saved by the Bell playing him. That's the one for me.
Oh, man. Was that not official?
I'm being facetious there.
Oh, okay.
All right. Come on now.
I don't got everybody to get excited now. Okay. And start bombing the chat.
People, if our listeners, our watchers thought the Screech was going to play Prince Namor.
I don't want them to get all excited for no reason. So let's get into it, man. I want to get into our favorite subject here on the show, just Star Wars stuff. Man. Obi-Wan show official. Hayden Christensen will be back as Darth Vader in Darth Vader form for the Obi-Wan show. How do we feel about this? Is this you think they're going to do it as flashback? How do you think it's going to be actually executed? And we're just, you know, guessing right now.
Yeah, I think they fronted when they tried to like not do all the comic book lore and stuff with the third Star Wars trilogy.
Right.
Yeah, the third Star Wars trilogy. And I think they're like, okay, let's revisit some of the lore from those comics and books that came out in that period, even though they're not canon still.
Right.
I think they're going back and like, okay, maybe they saw each other again. Maybe Obi-Wan was active, And I like Hayden. Listen, one of my beefs with people from the prequels.
The prequel people?
Is that like Hayden Christensen was awful. I think the writing was awful.
I don't think the writing was good until I think universally everyone accepts episode 3 as decent.
Right. But like the fact that he's like this whiny kid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like that's what people who become mass killers are. They're whiny, spoiled kids.
Yeah, of course.
I don't think he did a bad job. I think it was the interpretation that we didn't like.
Yeah, well, it all has to do about the director,
that's very subjective.
How he's directed as well. I mean, it's just not only the writing, too, right?
Yeah, but he wasn't bad in Takers, or was that movie, Jumper?
Yeah.
He wasn't bad in that. He was who he was.
Exactly.
So I'm okay. And it's Darth Vader. Like, as long as that voice is straight, as long as we got the voice good, I'm cool.
Oh, yeah, well, we don't know how exactly is they're going to have him actually voice it, or is it going to be... I forget the real voice of Darth Vader. I forget his name right now.
James Earl Jones.
It hasn't been announced yet. But we'll wait to see, man. I mean, I'm excited. And a lot of fans of Revenge of the Sith are excited too. Joey, what do you feel about it?
I know Hayden Christensen's super hyped that he's getting a check again.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
He gets them royalty checks, right? I'd be surprised.
I hate to do it to him like that, but let's just keep it real.
Yeah.
It needs to be done.
It needed to be done. I think he will. I don't think he's a bad actor. I thought he was dope and, Jumper, he, like you say, he was who he was. He was in Takers. He was good in that. Yeah, it just, you know, they just didn't write him really well in this in the previous Star Wars prequels. But I think this is a time for him to kind of redeem himself. And I think it's interesting to see what Darth Vader is going to look like. I wonder if they're going to have, like, the mask off at times. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how, you know, Darth is going to look after what Revenge of the Sith, you know, what we saw from there. But I think it's a good... It's solid to kind of redeem himself, and hopefully they write, you know, they've been writing very well for Mandalorian, and I'm really excited for all the other Star Wars Disney Plus series that Disney announced during the investors meeting. Yeah, this is just it's a good look for Hayden Christensen. I'm interested in seeing what happens in the Obi-Wan series. It's gonna be good.
Let's see what happens. But you know, our favorites, Saint John Favreau and Saint Dave Filoni, who are probably single-handedly saving Star Wars right now. I have new shows coming up. They were announced as well. And, of course, we're going to talk about the whole final season, season two of The Mandalorian. We get to talk about it all because we all saw it now in the final season finale that's been buzzing on the internet for all this time. And we're gonna talk into that. We're going to talk about that in a little while. We're going to get through these announcements. So a lot of these shows similar to us have already been beating this down with a bat. But, you know, we haven't given our take on it. And, you know, well, I want to focus on the Disney and the Marvel stuff because it was just a lot of stuff, man. A lot of stuff if you haven't never believed that there will be a streaming wars, it has started. Hmm. Right? Like it's a three-pronged war. Disney, Netflix, and HBO Max.
Disney came out swinging.
Yeah, and they came with the nuclear bombs. They're not playing around. So we got John Favreau and Dave Filoni are working on Rangers of the New Republic and, of course, Ahsoka TV show, which we already know. I'm pretty sure the Ahsoka TV show is going to be based on Ahsoka looking for Grand Admiral Thrawn. I don't think it's much of a and that's a little spoiler for anybody who hasn't really gotten to season two of Mandalorian. Sorry about that. But Rangers of the New Republic, what possibly could this be about? Now, supposedly, according to John Favreau in his he did an interview on Good Morning America. And I actually watched it before we started the show today. He's saying that this is going to be based also in the same timeline as The Mandalorian. So 5-10 years or so after Return of the Jedi. So could it be that this is like a New Republic of Rangers that are hunting down and Empire remnants? That's what they are. They're like the CIA of the New Republic.
Yeah, that's kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say the CIA. I mean, like actual Texas Rangers.
Yeah, 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 sure. Yeah, like official bounty hunters, you know, for the New Republic, right? But yeah. Not actually bounty, but you know, like yeah, like marshals, or should I say, you know?
Yeah, marshals, U.S.
Yeah.
Marshals.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they sound like. Yeah,
and I don't know. There was nothing really I could grasp on from the Mandalorian season two that I could say that will be tied into this Rangers of the New Republic. So. Joey, what do you think? Is there something going to be completely fresh? You think they're going to come with this?
Yeah, I think it's going to be characters. It's going to be pretty fresh, and you also are going to have Mando crossover. From what I heard, Pedro Pascal is going to be crossing over in a lot of these series that are going to be popping off on Disney. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a fresh take, but I think that who's the girl with the face tattoo that he was rolling with?
She is from, there's a new Marvel trailer that got released today, got dropped today. Thank you. Thank you, sir. And
Gina Carano?
Yeah, Gina Carano.
Yeah. The one who plays, I can't remember her name. I'm going to look it up.
Cara Dune.
I think she's going to have something to do with it, though. She's going to be in this one. I'm assuming she's going to be in Rangers.
Cara Dune. Is that Cara Dune? Mm-hmm. That's her name?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On the show, yeah.
Because she's technically Earl Marshall of that planet right now. So unless she gets
she didn't, as we'll get into the show, she left for, you know, to, you know, handle things. So.
Interesting.
I like the idea of the Rangers of the New Republic. I liked one of the things I liked. I mean, of course, everybody likes, we'll still call him Baby Yoda till we get to it. Was that like, okay, the New Republic's out there and they're trying to clean things up.
Right.
And they're like almost the new authority, you know, like, okay, you guys are the new authority now. And they're putting things back in place. I like that aspect of it, because that gives you the beauty of Star Wars is that you have a plethora of stories to tell.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a galaxy.
You have so many stories to tell.
Yeah, it's and a galaxy.
Marvel has a lot of stories to tell, but Marvel is limited by characters we know. Star Wars, you can make up stories now and say, okay, this was going on in this sector and this was happening, and here are these new characters. Like, we've never heard of Cara Dune before, or the little baby Yoda, like, you know, prior to the prequels coming out, we had never heard of Ahsoka Tano. And now we're like, oh, is she the strongest Jedi? So Star Wars can just create characters, whereas Marvel has, and DC and other properties have, like, okay, these are the characters that have already been made. So they can tell whatever story. And that's what I think, you know, there was no Kylo Ren 10 years ago.
That's true. Sure.
Yeah, I think that's where they messed up by not like creating.
They didn't build up to what we got.
Yeah, I feel like we didn't get much context of like Kylo Ren, like he just popped up on screen. Like, this is the guy. Now this is our new bad guy.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't get much. You know. No drama there, no build up. I don't know. Anyway, but talking about something that's getting built up, Andor, I guess this is a prequel to Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what the character's full name is, but Andor, I guess, is one of the rebel spies that dies at the end of Rogue One. And this is a prequel show about him. He's actually getting his own show, and there's some heavy duty directors behind this show too. If I'm not mistaken, there's like some like Oscar winning stuff, and I see your cat wants to get in on the conversation there.
Yeah, man, he's
it's all good. It's all good.
He's out of control.
It's all good. What do you think? What do you think, cats? What do you think about the Andor show? We're gonna get the Star Wars Bad Batch. So, like I said, we got a little bit of them in the last season of the Clone Wars, and we're gonna get more in an animated form of the Bad Batch. What do you guys think that's gonna build up to? Because obviously, if it's gonna be like about them probably rebelling against Order 66, maybe, or something like that.
Oh, I mean, I'm not familiar with the Bad Batch from Clone Wars.
Oh man, yeah. So they're like a bad batch of clones that are like deformed, or mm-hmm. have different things in their DNA that make them unique.
Okay.
So each one is different, even though they're clones and brothers. They're still. You know, one could be very muscular. The other one is very brainy. The other one's a great sniper. You know what I mean? Things like that.
Yeah.
They have their strengths and weaknesses instead of just being a regular rank and file clone. And
gotcha.
Even one of the famous clone generals or whatever, he actually joins them at the end in the final season of Clone Wars, and he walks away. You know, from the actual show.
Yeah.
So he's going to be part of that show, and I'm interested. You know, I'm interested in seeing what that's all about. What do you think? Did you get to finish that last season of Clone Wars?
No, I didn't get to watch it.
Yeah, you got to tap into that, guys, because there's a lot of things that happened in that last season, especially the
and it's all tied into the real life mm-hmm. stuff, right? Mm-hmm. That's insane.
The Siege of Mandalore, the last four episodes of that series, it's a little mini movie series, practically, and it's Ahsoka versus Darth Maul, with Order 66 happening in the middle of it. So it's dope. It's really dope. It's a really dope show. Star Wars Visions is going to be Japanese little short stories, little short animated stories, but done in Japanese animation style.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, so, I recently got a chance to, I guess they added it to Amazon Prime, watch the, there was a Japanese X-Men.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, I really got to watch that. Yeah, it's a Japanese X-Men cartoon.
Have you guys watched the Japanese Spider-Man?
Yeah,
the Japanese Spider-Man is wild. It's like Power Rangers on spider heroin or spider LSD. That's what the Japanese Spider-Man is. Lando is gonna get his gonna get some Donald Glover young Lando action.
He's coming back.
Yeah, he's gonna get his own show. Official look is an announcement right here. Lando.
You got Childish Gambino coming back?
Yeah, he's coming back.
Hmm? Yeah, that's where.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They go too far.
Why you say that? Listen, I heard this.
I love Donald Glover. I like him as Earn on Atlanta. Like, I just need you to be Earn right now.
Yeah.
Like
so.
Do we need a Lando show? Unless it's just like about pimping.
Oh, yeah, it could be. But, you know, think about it. I actually heard this from, this was a great idea that I heard on Kevin Smith's podcast, of all places. And, The idea was, what if Billy Dee Williams was the narrator of the Lando show? Like, well, when I was younger, I went to Alderaan on a, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That'd be cool.
And yeah, like completely narrated by Billy Dee Williams, but with Donald Glover in there doing him.
Yeah, no, that could be cool. I think this is just where it's where Disney like the cash cow part scares me.
There's a fat cow because I'm not even done with all the announcements here. The Acolytes.
If they get to a Ewok show, I'm out. And they're like, yo, we're going to do a show just Ewoks. All right, man, I'm good.
That's going to happen. I'll probably put money on that. Well, I already did, didn't they? They do the animation one like that, right?
Yeah, they had a cartoon show back in the day.
Well, that wasn't like Disney. That was, you know, good old Lucasfilm, old school Lucasfilm. Yeah. The Acolytes is a show that will be coming to Disney Plus. And apparently this is based on, from the graphic, it looks like it's like dark side based, you know, or dark side focused. And it's supposedly in the description that I remember reading, it was a new, you know, evil force comes out of like the Republic. Like it's going to be very like pre Phantom Menace.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
it's gonna be that kind of tea party started.
Yeah. Something like that. And then we're gonna get a show. I don't know if it's gonna be animated or not, but it's called A Droid Story. And I feel like we've had this before, Tarek.
It sounds
A droid story.
Sounds pretty familiar.
Yeah, I think we had a cartoon about the droids already.
Definitely a science fair book, like a book fair.
Yeah,
I definitely bought a C-3PO and R2-D2 adventure book for like 30 cents at a book fair.
Yeah, and then we actually I saw a little teaser trailer of Patty Jenkins talking about her new Star Wars franchise, and it's a feature film that's going to be called Rogue Squadron.
Okay, I like the video game.
Yeah, and I like the story behind it too, because it's like her dad was a fighter pilot.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So it's dope that she's getting to direct, you know, this.
Oh, her actual father was a fighter pilot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm interested in it. Looks like it's gonna be dope.
Yeah, no, that sounds.
I've been playing Star Wars Squadrons.
Is that dope?
Game. The video game is very dope. I enjoy it. If you're not like into the ship dueling and dog fighting, it's probably not going to be for you. You know what I mean? Like if you're like a Call of Duty person, you know, first person shooter kind of guy. But if I'm all about the TIE fighters and the X-Wings, and now they even added the B-Wing. Remember the big wing that goes like that they have in the show? You can fly those. You can fly ships that do supplies. And
that's dope.
Cure people and stuff like that while you're helping them. It's pretty dope. Anyway, I digress.
Bro, you're another level of geekdom when you're like, I want to fly a supply ship.
Oh man, the game's fun.
Like, I want to deliver these boxes.
Yeah, look, I'm about to drop $200 on a PlayStation VR just for that game.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
And I hope my wife is not listening to the show. Anyway.
I hope your supervisor is not listening to the show. You be complaining about how much you get paid. They're like, well, you got $200 for VR.
Well, last time we checked,
it's $300 for VR. It's $300 at GameStop, and I don't want the Iron Man game.
Better start trading some games, bro.
I need to do something. I need to figure out something.
Trim that you know retail what? Price.
That's a great freaking idea, Joey Franchise. Yeah, that is a great freaking idea.
You finally got to let go of that Twisted Taxi game you had between the years.
For real. Sell that Sega Dreamcast.
No, I can't let the Dreamcast go, bro. That's a classic. Let's see. Things that are not Star Wars based, that are Lucasfilm based. Remember the film Willow? We talked about this. So this was scooped by our friend, the scooper of the geekositymag.com. And he talked about the Willow show coming, mm-hmm. sequel to the Willow movie. Remember that came out?
I'm not excited. Was
before your time?
I'm not excited about it. No.
Tarek knows. Tarek remembers the Willow movie. I'm actually going to go rewatch it. I think it's on Disney Plus right now, the old movie.
Oh, I recently watched it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it worth revisiting or is
it Star Wars? Yeah, it holds up. It holds up. They don't even do anything else with that movie.
Okay. All right. Okay. I remember enjoying it. I remember enjoying it as a child, but I remember
it was like the never ending story.
Yeah, just, it was something
didn't
like that.
Need a sequel.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
We didn't need to revisit that.
Well,
they're doing a series. You said
yes, as a series, and it was originally a scoop by Mikey Sutton. Remember we talked about it. Yeah. That was coming, and they are doing it. It was official in this. Warwick Davis is coming back. And that's all that good stuff.
We don't need a series on Willow.
Well,
if it's good, it's good.
Yeah, it's coming.
What else is there before we get to this Marvel meet?
Also announced today was the next installment of the Indiana Jones franchise, directed by James Mangold, a Star Wars feature film by writer-director Taika Waititi. And Children of Blood and Bone, based on Tomi Adeyemi's best New York Times best-selling novel to round out the feature film slate. And that's all just Lucasfilm.
Wow. Okay.
That's just Lucasfilm. And I'm skipping all through all the Disney stuff because we're just going to go down a black hole if we go with all this.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about Mandalorian now, or what are we doing?
No. We're going to get to Mandalorian, but we're going to touch Marvel because, you know, that's why else are we here? You know what I'm saying?
God, you guys are such fanboys.
I want to tell everyone a disclaimer. Now, just because everything here seems exciting, there's always the potential that Disney can drop a ball on any of these shows. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, remember that these are the same company that gave us the sequels for Star Wars and, you know, Iron Man 2 and, you know what I mean?
I like Iron Man 2. I will not take that slander.
Yeah, I won't take
Iron Man 3 too was also not great. And Thor 2. And you know, yeah. Anyway, but let's see. Marvel Studios, a show. Remember the comic book Secret Invasion?
Yep.
Yeah.
We're getting that. That's going to be the new show that was based on Samuel L. Jackson. Also, the gentleman who played the Skrull.
Talos.
We'll be returning Talos in that show. Okay. We're going to get Ironheart.
I like that.
Disney Plus live action show.
I dig that.
So we're going to get that. We're going to also get Iron Wars, which I'm actually excited about. I like that comic book. Armor Wars, which is going to be Don Cheadle's show as James Rhodes. As
Don
War
Cheadle.
Machine. Cheadle, that's what you're saying. John Cheadle's show.
Yeah. I don't War know how Machine. You said Taiki Waititi correctly, not Don Cheadle.
That was amazing. So I guess he's apparently going to face Tony Stark's worst fears here. So
if his weapons got into the wrong hands.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's going to be
I wonder if Hammer is going to come back for that.
I'm down for all that.
Yeah.
Some Hammer, AIM.
Are we going to get Crimson Dynamo in this show?
Yeah.
Crimson Dynamo.
Crimson Dynamo. The actor has to come back, too, because I liked him in the movie. I did like him. Of course, we're going to get WandaVision. There's already a brand new trailer for the Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which I highly recommend everyone go check it out. It
looks really good.
The Loki trailer is freaking insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the little tidbit that they kind of like link these two. There's a famous person who disappeared on a plane, jumping out of a plane.
Yeah, so they're saying that was Loki.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah, and so they kind of like, or famous ran case, should money. I say. They I ran off with money was. And disappeared. I forget his name too right now. And somebody had told it to me, and it was like a conspiracy about the guy and everything like that. But they like linked it there in the little trailer there. So everyone check it out. There's a trailer for the What If show, which is the animated show, which is actually dope as hell too. Where Hawkeye is getting filmed right now as we speak in New York City, I believe. And there's been set pics that's been leaked on the internet. So if anybody's enterprising, it can find those online right now. Ms. Marvel is another Disney Plus show. They also said, "Oh, remember all those untied plots in the Incredible Hulk movie that we always complained about, like the Abominable Man and all that other stuff."
Which part?
Abominable Man.
You mean Abomination?
Abomination.
I'm the Abominable Snow Monster.
I'm getting all my Hulk characters all mixed up. Yeah.
Yukon Cornelius.
And what's the guy with the big brain? I forget his name.
The leader.
Yeah. So all that stuff's gonna get tied into the She-Hulk show.
Oh, okay.
Tatiana Maslany. Are you familiar with that actress, Tarek?
Yeah, she's from Orphan Black.
Yeah, so she's going to be She-Hulk.
She's great.
Yeah, she's going to be She-Hulk. And, of course, Mark Ruffalo is going to be down, in the show as well. The Hulk is returning. Okay. Tim Roth.
Yeah, that's dope. I'm surprised they brought Tim Roth back to play Abomination. Yeah. So that's going to be cool.
So
I think that's dope, too.
I'm down for that because there was a lot of, like, unfinished plot in that Incredible Hulk movie that I think She-Hulk could help out with, you know?
Yeah. I'm honestly more excited about the shows than the movies.
Yeah? What about Moon Knight? Are you excited about Moon Knight?
No, I am not.
Same. Well, apparently, the Moon Knight, apparently Daredevil's going to be entangled with Moon Knight there.
How? Yeah. Isn't it based in, like, Egypt?
Yeah, so apparently that's going to be the antagonist of Moon Knight, Daredevil.
Hmm.
Or maybe there's going to be a fight or two. Charlie Chalk's Daredevil to face Moon Knight on Disney Plus, and that's a scoop, exclusive scoop from Mikey Sun. You can check it out on his website, geekositymag.com. I don't know if I want to dive into his actual writing there, but I invite everyone to go check it out, okay? And then Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. Is that going to be animated or live action? I don't remember.
I think it's going to be live action.
Yeah.
It's going to be live action, yeah.
Oh, interesting. And then an original shorts of I Am Groot. So everybody's going to get their baby Groot fix.
Yeah, that's cash cow moment right there.
Cash cow.
Yeah.
Well, for the kids.
I would, if I was Disney, I would definitely cash that check.
Yeah, baby Groot's for the kids.
Two feature films.
Baby Groot's for the kids.
Two feature films. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Mm.
And we can only imagine what that's going to be all about. And MCU's Fantastic Four.
Finally.
In the works, officially.
With John Watts directing, director of the Spider-Man movies, the recent ones.
Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that. What's your fan cast for that Fantastic Four, Tarek?
Well, I mean, I've been looking at the rumors of John Krasinski and Emily Blunt. You know, of course, that would be great. I don't know who the rumors are on
are they a couple?
Johnny Storm.
Are they a couple? Like
they're married in real life.
Oh, okay.
They're a couple, yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. I want to say I saw some rumors on who would play, or what maybe it's just a wish list on who would play Johnny Storm. I don't recall who it was. I think there was like maybe Chris Hemsworth would play. Is it Chris? Maybe Liam Hemsworth would play him.
Yeah, maybe.
Chris Hemsworth's brother?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He does some. He's in Godzilla and some other stuff.
Yeah.
There's also the gentleman who played the character with the mullet on Stranger Things.
That kid. Yeah.
Yeah, they're looking, eyeing him, apparently.
He was in Power Rangers. He was the Red Ranger.
Ah, yes. So they're eyeing him for...
I saw also Zac Efron, too.
Zac Efron.
I thought Zac Efron, but I was like, I'm not sure if I heard that or if I was just... who I would cast.
Wow.
But they also said they're talking John David Washington, Denzel's son.
As Johnny Storm, they're trying to do the black guy thing.
I don't know if they're going to try to revisit the black Johnny Storm again, but they were saying if, like, Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, I could see that. I could see him playing that. Hmm.
And I could see it, too, because look at who they casted as Kang the Conqueror, and that's Reed Richards' son in the comics.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, that'd be interesting to get John David Washington, you know, to play that, and, you know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Was it Jonathan Majors?
Yeah.
Jonathan Majors.
That's playing Kang.
And that's official. So, that's official. Yeah. I saw that on the Disney announcement too. He will be Kang.
They need to figure out whether we're gonna make Fantastic Four cheesy corny or we're trying to go serious with it. And I think you can't do any you gotta do, because Fantastic Four, even as a comic book, has always been a little cheesy to me.
Yeah.
Because they fight like the Mole Man, you know what I mean? Like, Mole Man coming, or like, you know, and they're always teaming up with people. They need to figure out what they're going to be. Like, are they going to be like the cookie cutter, or, you know?
I doubt they're going to travel down the Mole Man road. I think they're going I think they're going to like really dive into the whole Dr. Doom stuff as per usual. I mean, you can't throw a Fantastic Four movie and not have Dr. Doom.
Right.
Yeah, that's going to happen, obviously. Of course, what's going to happen, and we've been waiting like a year and a half almost, Black Widow, Shang-Chi.
Let me just go back to Fantastic Four really quick. What they should do, I'm going to pull a Joey franchise, what they should do is make the movie about Dr. Doom.
Kind of like that would be interesting.
Infinity War is about Thanos. Mm-hmm. They should do the Fantastic Four movie from Dr. Doom's perspective.
That'd be interesting.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting.
He's a big enough character, and he crosses over with a lot of other Marvel characters too. So,
yeah.
It'd be dope, but I wouldn't want them to put Dr. Doom right away. I'd want them to.
Oh, you want to wait for Dr. Doom?
I'd rather wait, just because I feel like there can be a Thanos type buildup for Dr. Doom to use him for like a greater threat. You know?
Yeah.
Where they would need a Fantastic Four,
some Jamaican warlord.
Oh man, Black Widow, look, guys, are we tired? I'm not even excited about the movie no more. Man. It's like, man, just put it out there.
I'm searching the internet for plot leaks because I'm just at the point where I just want to know what happens, and I'll just watch the movie whenever it comes out. You know, because I thought that Disney should have announced that they put it on Disney Plus. I don't understand what the problem is.
Disney prints money. They couldn't put that on Disney Plus.
That's what I'm saying. And after they made the announcement, like, with all those movies.
I know you've just suffered through 2020, guys. Here's Black Widow. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. At least give us that. Because now we got it. You know, we've been waiting. We haven't got a year. We've been a year without Marvel content. And the one opportunity you had to kind of be like, hey, you know what? We got a lot more coming in store. Listen, here's Black Widow. We'll give you this. It's been a crappy 2020. You know, here you go. At least give us that. At least give us something that you could have, like, you know, sat with, you know, ran through the movie and picked all the Easter eggs off for the next couple months. You know, tie in, you know, what can happen, create your theories. Nothing. And it's, you know what I mean? Like, this is why, like, I appreciate DC for doing what they're doing with the Wonder Woman movie, dropping it on HBO Max and in theaters on Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
Marvel's waiting to see what happens with that.
Yeah. Well, and then it's not looking good right now, because honestly, the headline today of Wonder Woman was that it's fizzling in the international box office. And let's see if I can.
I mean, you got to expect that. Like, the COVID ain't done.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah. You can't. Yeah.
Hold on.
It was bound to happen.
Yeah.
Your box office numbers aren't going to be great now. I saw Wonder Woman, movie advertised today. They're like, see it in theaters. And I was like, theaters?
Here it is. Here's a headline for you. Wonder Woman 1984 flops in China box office debut.
Of course
Wonder Woman 1984 review. Wolf wishfulness run riot. Let's see what else.
Yeah, see, that's not even reviews of the movie. It's like...
Yeah. The movie...
It's not making money.
Here you go. Wonder Woman 1984 international theatrical debut disappoints. Disappointing international debut, earning only $18.8 million in China and a total of $38.5 million overseas. I don't understand how that's a failure, but
yeah, it's not going to make a bunch of money. You can't.
Sorry, let me dive.
You can't look for $100 million weekends anymore.
They're going to bank on subscribers.
Yeah,
I want to see how many people subscribe to HBO Max for Wonder Woman.
Okay,
because that's going to say a lot.
So it has a budget of $200 million.
Mm-hmm.
So I would see so only doing like $38.5 million on opening weekend. That's going to be a hard road to become a
profitable.
But it
hasn't opened in the United States yet.
Right. And, but.
If people aren't just going to go to theaters.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't imagine the United States release is going to help it very much, especially with.
It'll definitely help it.
Well, mm-hmm. with the COVID situation that's still going on.
No. Here's what happens, man. Things get released internationally, and then it gets released in the United States. The United States is still the hub of film. It's still like the determinant of like what's a big film. Yeah,
but
it's released here. If we go see it, more people go see it.
True, but in North America, Monster Hunter was released and earned only $2.2 million in its debut.
Monster Hunter only deserves $2.2 million.
Well, you know, we don't even know if it's a bad movie. It's obviously important to take in. Yeah. It also says in this article on IGN that it's obviously important to take into consideration that less than 37% of theaters are open and certain cities have closed them completely for the time being due to the rise in COVID-19 cases. Anyway, so I think that pivoting to Warner Brothers now, as we kind of talk, I'll wrap up Marvel in a minute, but HBO or Warner Brothers, should I say? I think that's why they did the move from HBO Max, because the projections wasn't looking good. Period. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, we work in sales. We sit down and crunch numbers, and you could already tell right before release date. You know what's the situation's looking like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it's all experimentation. I think Disney's waiting with Black Widow. Because they didn't wait with Mulan. And then HBO, Warner Brothers, should I say, saw what happened with Mulan and was like, all right, we can't charge our subscribers to watch Wonder Woman. Theaters are whack. Let's do both and see what happens.
Yeah, but then they doubled down with the whole, like, let's put everything out in theaters and HBO Max for the whole 2021 slate.
Yeah, and it's a bit of a chess move.
Interesting. Well, let's see what else. They got Black Widow still sitting on the horizon.
That's May, right?
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even have a date here. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. We're supposed to get next year as well.
I saw the, there's like some weird, I don't know if it was a screen test or what, but it was on Twitter. Somebody shared, and it was like the main character, like Shang-Chi, the guy who's playing Shang-Chi, doing like a fight scene with dude, and it was just like, one camera just capturing the whole thing, and these dudes were just going at it, and it was...
Oh, wow.
It was intense.
I'm excited about that. I like all that kung fu stuff. Eternals, we're going to get Eternals finally. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. That's going to have a lot to do with a lot of Spider-Man stuff that been getting scooped by Mikey Sutton that we'll touch on a little bit before we get into some Mandalorian. Thor Love and Thunder. Black Panther 2. Which was announced that they're not going to be recasting the role of Chadwick Boseman, Tarek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're going to give him a death similar to his death in real life.
Yeah.
That was
I get that, man. It's a complicated situation. You can't please everybody.
Right.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's going to be, especially since they're going to be shooting it real soon. And, with the death of Chadwick, the untimely one, still fresh. Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, I would. I wouldn't even cast that.
As long as he ain't white, man, I'm.
Don't worry about that. Blade, I doubt we'll see many white people in Blade. Vampires, maybe. That's about it.
Don't say that. He's got to kill someone.
Yeah. We're going to get that. What's his name, Tarek? I don't even want to ruin his name. Marshala?
Mahershala Ali.
Right. There you go.
Mahershala Ali.
Captain Marvel 2, we'll be getting as well. And I guess we'll not get any of the Secret Invasion stuff in the Captain Marvel 2 like we originally thought we were going to be getting. So it's going to be completely something different.
Yeah, Captain Marvel is gonna have to pull some weight.
Yeah,
and
then we're gonna get a
showed out. She showed out in Infinity War. She showed out in Endgame.
Yeah.
So that franchise is gonna have to pull some weight. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that Shuri as Black Panther, whatever they're gonna do, is not gonna work. But like, I think they were kind of banking on that. I was.
Right.
Like, okay, well, Black Panther's gonna be this character. Now you have to do a whole new Black Panther. And then you have Captain Marvel. So Captain Marvel is the most powerful person. But Captain Marvel and Thor films are going to have to pull weight here for a little while until we get, X-Men and Spider-Man will probably have to pull some weight too. But
the meat and potatoes that people have been waiting for.
I'm not sure that I'm not in Spider-Man at this point. Yeah. I feel like I got a phone call. I got a voicemail.
We need a trailer.
And it could be me. Hey, we want you in Spider-Man.
We need a trailer. We need some.
Well, Miss Marvel character is going to cross over into the Captain Marvel 2 movie.
Okay.
And Monica Rambeau, Photon.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Think we're going to get some Adam Warlock finally?
I think we should.
They should. Listen, no one's going to be mad because Adam Warlock's not that popular.
Right.
But if it's another.
It's going to be for us, like the people trailer, who know the Lord.
End of credits thing for Adam Warlock. It's going to be like, okay, how long are we dragging this along?
I think we're going to get it in some way, shape, or form anyway. Let's see. We'll see what's going on in the rumor mill before we get into Mandalorian. Disney's Daredevil Disney Plus miniseries. Possibly in the works. Okay.
I'm cool with that.
And it will be very violent. Uncharacteristically violent for Disney Plus. So
I always thought was funny with Daredevil. Like, why doesn't somebody just throw a bunch of marbles at him? Like the marbles hitting the ground.
It's like a blind Batman.
That should be one of his
shattered mad glass.
Yeah. Marble man.
Take a metal pipe against some metal fences.
Yeah.
It's like a blind.
A group of DJs from you and Joey could defeat him. A group of DJs.
Put some records at him. Oh, he sees just lines coming at him. Anyway.
You guys, villains' names could be Serato and Technique. And then you just like.
Serato and Technique.
Man. I'm gonna let you guys you guys want to check into those rumors, go to thegeekositymag.com and check them out. I just want to read the headlines, as they're fun to read. Robert Rodriguez joins Disney Plus The Book of Boba Fett as executive producer, and that's kind of a little spoiler to what we're going to talk off there, but I'm down, man. I like the Robert Rodriguez stuff. That one episode that he directed for The Mandalorian Season 2.
Which episode did he direct?
He did the one that Boba Fett shows up coming for his armor.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And what else? Let's see here. The Book of Boba Fett's going to be a 4-part miniseries.
Yes.
So that's good. We're going to get a dragged out season. Or at least episode. DC's Punchline. Are you familiar with the Punchline character?
DC's Punchline.
It's like the new Joker's girlfriend, whatever. The one that Harley Quinn doesn't like.
No.
Yeah, so apparently it's a very popular character, and I know the first issue of her release, her introduction to the DC universe, is a very sought after comic book, and they're talking about making a HBO Max show about the Punchline character. I guess I guess for people who don't know, it's very similar to Daredevil. Deadpool, kind of like one of those characters with that kind of
regeneration.
You know, no, not regeneration, but that kind of, you know, humor.
Oh, and the dark humor.
Yeah, dark humor and the fourth wall, breaking the fourth wall. You know, talking to the audience, stuff like that, things like that.
DC,
I don't know.
Actually, I had to look it up. DC Punchline. She is another student, Snyder College. She was involved in the Joker War.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And
that's her
same
her
thing. Abilities, acrobatics, hand to hand combat, mimicry, toxicology, and weaponry.
Hmm. Yeah. So definitely the. Yeah. I see the HBO Max trying to make their own little Deadpool thing going, you know?
Yeah.
I get it. Let's see here. What else we got? We got a release date for the Snyder Cut in March. I think it was the 21st or 25th or something like that. I don't remember.
Yeah, March 25th.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So I'm down for that. Doctor Strange sequel could feature Fox's original X-Men. Should I go into this article right now?
I
don't even want to go into that article.
That's a
black
hole. There's a lot going on with Spider-Man 3 that I'm not so sure is like.
Mm-mm. There's a lot
it's
here.
It's not
man.
Comforting for me.
Look at that. Details emerge on Spider-Man 3 plot. It's on the geekositymag.com and Mikey Sun's website. I don't even want to go into that article either because this is another black hole we're going to go into right now.
It's wild. All I can say is that there's, for me personally, I hope it pans out, but it just feels like so much. I feel like they're forcing Spider-Verse down our throat. Pause. And like. it just feels like one big cluster of just Spider-Man characters and former Marvel properties before Disney got a hold of
them. Here's what my take on it is. I think that we're getting the news and the scoops and stuff like that, and we're consuming that, and then we're like, whoa, this is too much right now because we haven't got led there in a narrative story-wise yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think we all need to take a step back. That's why I kind of like, you know, I appreciate Mikey Sutton scoops and stuff like that. I'll always like to talk about them on the show. But I'm kind of digressing of going deep into these things, especially when we got a lot of stuff to talk about, like Mandalorian Season 2, for example, before you go on the air.
Yeah, no, real quick. And to finish off that, like, I mean, you look at the casting for the Spider-Man 3, the alleged casting. Mm-hmm. I know some people,
Dr. Octopus is coming back.
Official. You
know, things like that.
You know, I think this is why I think, like you said, there hasn't been a narrative, but I think the narrative for Spider-Man 3, and the reason I feel like it's such a cluster is because we haven't been built up to the Spider-Verse thing, but it starts, in my opinion, with WandaVision.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. We got to be led there. We got to be hand-led there to where we're at right now, what we know, or what we see is getting scooped right now to where the actual storytelling is at. And the storytelling is way behind of where we're at with all these insider information. So, people like this. So.
It seems like Spider-Man Homecoming ended. Was it Homecoming? Away from home. Spider-Man Far From Home ended. On a way, we're going this direction. And now it's like, Sony Spider-Verse movie did so well. Let's do Spider-Verse. And it's like, no, it feels like the direction shouldn't be Spider-Verse right now.
Right.
The next film shouldn't be about Spider-Verse. It should be about him being a criminal. And that's dangerous. But it's cool to see if they pull it off, they pull it off.
Yeah. Like I said, they got to pull it off. They got to hand lead us to through the narrative to where we're at with all these scoops and stuff like that. So let's see. I think that's it as far as the scoops that I want to talk about right now. Dacre Montgomery, that's the gentleman that was in Stranger Things, the actor.
Yeah.
So that's what you're talking about for possibly Johnny Storm. Lady Sif is going to have her own Disney Plus series. And I guess they're going to tie in some. I don't know what they're going to tie in with that.
Underused character.
Yeah, definitely.
In my opinion.
Definitely. I think they had her in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That was it. And okay. I think she had she was back in Thor 3. She was in a side thing helped deliver one of the stones to the what's his name? The collector.
Collector?
Yeah. She helped One of those shows, I don't know if it was Thor 3 or was Guardians of the Galaxy. She showed up and she gave those.
It was Thor. It was Dark World.
Was it Dark World?
She handed him. She handed him to Ether.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was Thor 2. She was definitely in Thor 2.
Okay, yes.
She was supposed to be, going forward, like his love interest.
Yeah.
Because of the whole Natalie Portman thing.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened with that.
Yeah. I'm just glad she's back, but yeah, they did it that real quick.
Yeah, man. So
she's getting a show?
She's getting a Disney Plus show. Okay. According to this the insider.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that.
Goodness. That needs to go outside.
What I could not believe is that the spoilers, ladies and gentlemen. Spoilers, if you have not watched the last season finale of The Mandalorian, that's what we're talking about right now. What I could not believe is that they actually pulled off Luke Skywalker in the freaking Mandalorian, ladies and gentlemen, okay?
It looked terrible, though.
There's a lot of people saying that, and I agree with that to a certain part. And I have some quirks, you know. I have my own issues. But Tarek, man, you know, something that's really, really hard to pull off, they did it, you know, with the CGI technology. I mean, we had some of it before. We had Moff Tarkin, right?
Yeah.
We had Leia, of course, a little scene. Yeah. I mean, I guess for little scenes, it was cool, but, you know, I don't know. I loved
Luke CGI.
Yeah.
I didn't like Leia CGI.
I thought Leia CGI was better than Luke CGI. Yeah,
I think Luke, it looked like his face was like moving like a.
You can see, yeah, because
what they call that, like a bowl of Jello, you know?
Yeah, it was looking weird. You could see it. That's it was Hamill. Off.
That's Mark Hamill's acting.
Damn, you gotta do him like that. Damn. That's crazy. Now they should have used Sebastian Stan.
Well, you know, they still might do that because apparently they want to do more. You know, this
that dude's closer looking to Luke than that. Yeah. You know, than that was.
I think some recasting is gonna happen. Eventually,
I like Luke's thing. Listen, he came in. They had the same energy as Luke. I liked it. I didn't. I watched it twice, and I didn't like look and see like, oh, this. I thought it was good. You know,
I like the idea. Yes, I like the execution and the idea. I just didn't like the CGI face.
Okay. That didn't bother me at all.
I tried so hard for that not to bother me.
Oh, man.
His mouth's not moving.
He had the stubble in the beard. That's what got me. He had the stubble in the beard.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, you know, I'm Luke. I was looking for Jedi, so therefore I couldn't shave. You know how hard it is to shave with a lightsaber.
Oh man. I'm telling you, they should have casted a Sebastian Stan with a grizzly beard.
Yeah, they could have done it. It could have been done. I think Sebastian Stan would be down for it. Has anybody asked him publicly if he would be down for this role?
He probably has COVID.
Quite possible.
And they couldn't get him in the studio.
Who knows? We finally got the Darksaber versus the Beskar staff. We got that battle.
That was cool.
That was pretty dope.
Yeah. You said that like everyone was waiting for that.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know. Yeah,
we were waiting for the Darksaber versus the lightsaber. No. We didn't give a shit. We didn't know that the Beskar staff could fight the Darksaber.
Yes,
until...
because we got the Beskar staff at the same episode that we figured out that the lightsabers can't cut through Beskar armor because Mando was protecting himself against Ahsoka for a moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we didn't know about the staff. Like, it you know. It was good, though. It was good. That's
potato,
was
potato.
Good. Yeah, listen, I don't know what kind of shape Giancarlo Esposito is in.
Yeah,
who his stunt double is. Mm-hmm. But that was a good fight.
Yeah, it was a good, some good Bushido there. He was doing there. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my favorite. And no one's talking. Well, we haven't talked. I'm not talking about it on Facebook either or anything. I don't want to support for anyone. But I was like, yo. So can Luke beat Ahsoka? Like, what's going on? Because this is a. He was murking those dark troopers.
Oh my god! Did you see that? He pulled all the little force tricks that you could do in the video games. He did every single one on his way to. Yeah.
And I love
dark troopers there.
And I love how it was reminiscent the last dark ranger that he fought. he squished him, like he crushed him.
Yeah, that's the Dark Force, Crush.
Similar to how Darth Vader crushed the last guy in Rogue One at the end.
Yeah. It was dope, man. It was great, man. And the whole episode's great. I like the woman empowerment without being like, oh, here we're gonna do some woman empowerment right now, and then it's just women just doing what they do, you know? They were kicking ass, taking names, and
it was a realization more than a here it is.
Right.
Like, I was a moment where I was watching and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
There's a lot of strong female characters here.
Yep. I liked it.
Oh, it's kind of like it's just Mando and Boba Fett. Mm-hmm. And the rest of these heroes, strong people, are women.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's just like when I have problems with my house, you know, I come look for my wife, you know, well, honey, I need help with this. I need you to fix this thing. You know what I'm saying? So Mando did the same thing. You know, he's like, I got my female friends. You know, we're going to wrap this up. Get the baby back.
You need to call her and ask her to help with how to pronounce Kevin Feige.
Kevin Feige. It's going to be Kevin Feige for me from now on.
Kevin, that was a great season.
It was a great episode, man. And I'm excited for everything that this new era of Star Wars is going to bring us, man. And
it's good. That Boba Fett post-credit scene is dope.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I want Mandalorian to continue and then Boba Fett to continue.
So my question is to you.
I
got two problems I want you guys to answer before we end off the show, okay? How come Mando just hands over Baby Yoda without no proper introduction? Like, oh, hello, I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here for the child, you know? Just a couple little dialogue lines there, you know? It's just kind of like, oh, this is what you're looking for here.
He had a mandate. He's honoring his mandate.
I mean, I feel like you're going to really argue with somebody with a lightsaber.
Tell me your name and like how I could find you again to get my kid back, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like if he's the parent.
He doesn't need that stuff.
If he's the parent, though, come on.
I know it's a galaxy far, far away, you know, from a long time ago. They have email yet. They have best car armor and lightsabers, but they didn't have email.
No cell phone number, like, nothing. No address.
Yo, Luke, at me.
All this insane technology to create. No, how crazy was it, real quick, that the Dark Rangers had to be charged because the battery life didn't last long on it.
They do have to be charged.
Yo, they had to be charged, bro. I was like, yo, these guys really charging Rangers, bro?
Did you notice that they all turned to focus Luke, like they have like Jedi sensors.
Yeah, they
like
sense that. They sense any like a bigger threat. Like there's a bigger threat, they automatically switch.
Or
to
like
that.
they sense like the midichlorians wherever in somebody or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think Speedy's taking some leaps, but go ahead and leap, Speedy.
What's
they sense the midichlorians.
Midichlorians, yeah. The midichlorians was in the Phantom Menace. Remember?
Yeah, I think they retconned that though since.
No, they still call it the M count. Remember the clones? Like I need the M count.
You ever heard of them? Some shit since. I think it was more like it reminded me of the moment when in Endgame where Captain Marvel shows up.
Uh huh. Oh yeah, like, I remember.
And all the ships turn their guns.
Right.
And like, yo, something's coming. That's a bigger threat. That's what it reminded me of. I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't think it was Luke at first. I thought it was like Ahsoka or someone.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, in an X-Wing?
In
an X-Wing?
X-Wing gave it away.
Yeah. X-Wing kind of gave it away.
Yeah.
But it could have been. They could have done whatever they wanted. Yeah. And then the other final thing is if Boba Fett could just roll up and take the old Hutt palace, what took him so damn long?
He didn't have his armor.
That's all what he needed? His armor, really? Before he was murking Empire people without the armor.
Hey, you ever play football without a helmet, Speedy?
Yes, I have.
That's cool. Like, some people got helmets. You been out there? Did you play rugby?
No, rugby, no. I've played, you know, football in a park. Were people tackling you very hard? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
no.
Yeah, come on. He could have ran. He could have ran that fade anytime he wanted. Walk in there and take whatever he wanted at any time. Being armor, no armor.
I don't think so.
All right, guys. Joey, I know you got to run. Go on air. Let everybody know how they can follow you. Keep up with you.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, @JoeyFranchise, and listen to me on Wild 94.1 in Tampa. Y94.1 app is free to download on your app store. You can tap in with me, show some love, show that love right back. And I'm on every Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight.
Are you playing Cyberpunk?
I want to go get it, but I'm still like between both Spider-Man games and playing 2K a lot.
Well, apparently,
oh my god, I got to get Spider-Man so bad.
Did you have the new PS5 or whatever?
Yeah, I got the PS5.
You're good, but if you have an older system, apparently the game is garbage.
Which one?
The Cyberpunk, the new one. Cyberpunk. 2077.
It's garbage if you're on the regular joint.
Yep.
If you're on the current,
if you're on PS4 or old Xbox, you're it's garbage.
Damn.
Unless you have a PC or a new gen.
Say less.
So
copping it.
Yeah, Tarek, when are you getting that PS5, bro?
It's gonna happen, man. I'm waiting for people to. I'm waiting for all the people who felt like losers because they didn't have television to sell their PS5s back, and I'm gonna go get them for cheap.
Right, everybody know how they can follow you, brother.
My name is Tarek at Instagram and. Got Tarek Lewis on YouTube and Tarek Lewis on Facebook.
Yes, and of course you can follow my Nocturnal Life as a DJ at DJ Speedy JR, all socials. And thank you so much for checking us out here at Geek Culture Congress. Of course, the Facebook page, go like it, Geek Culture Congress. That's three words. Instagram, all together, Geek Culture Congress. And of course, we are here every Monday afternoon, 6 p.m. We try to be. Live on the Checkpoint XP Twitch channel. And we will be back. I don't know if we're going to be back for the new year. So I want to wish everyone a happy new year, Merry Christmas, all that good stuff. Happy Hanukkah and happy Three Kings Day and all that good stuff.
Kwanzaa.
Yeah, Kwanzaa's coming up.
Yep. And happy holidays to everyone. Be safe.
Happy Wakanda Christmas, bro.
Yes, yes. And hopefully for the new year, we'll be back with some exciting more stuff here on Geek Culture Congress. Plans, if you're a local creator in the Tampa Bay area, video games, comic books, movies, whatever, professional esports player, I want to talk to you. I want to have you here live in the studio when COVID dies down. Contact us on the any of the socials for Geek Culture Congress. And thank you so much for hanging out with us here on a Monday afternoon. Have a good one, everyone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.